Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Professor Brian DeCook. Forgiveness is not merely a decision made during one painful moment. It is part of a Christian way of life shaped by the grace and truth of Jesus Christ. Christians are people who have received mercy from God. They are also people who continue learning how to confess wrongdoing, release personal vengeance, make appropriate repair, establish wise boundaries, and pursue peace. This does not mean that mature Christians never feel anger, remember a wound, struggle with bitterness, or need to forgive repeatedly. It means that these experiences are brought under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Living the Six Movements. Throughout this course, we have followed six movements of forgiveness. Receive. Christian forgiveness begins by receiving God's grace. We do not forgive in order to earn God's mercy. We forgive because mercy has already come to us through Christ. Recognize. We tell the truth about sin, harm, loss, responsibility, power, and safety. Forgiveness does not require denial. Repent. We confess our wrongdoing without excuses, blame shifting, or despair. We turn toward God and practice a change direction, release. We place personal vengeance, bitterness, and the demand to control the final outcome into God's hands. Repair. We make an appropriate apology, restitution, correction, or relational repair where possible and safe. Rebuild. We develop healthier habits, boundaries, relationships, and patterns of trust. These movements do not always occur in a simple order. A person may need to return to recognition when new information emerges. Release may need to be practiced repeatedly. Repair may begin quickly, while rebuilding trust may take months or years. Grace and truth together. Some people emphasize grace while avoiding truth. They excuse conduct, minimize consequences, or pressure wounded people to move on. Others emphasize truth without grace. They remain trapped in accusation, shame, retaliation, or permanent condemnation. Jesus is full of grace and truth. Grace tells us that sin does not have to become our final identity. Truth tells us that sin and harm must not be minimized. Grace opens the door to repentance. Truth names what repentance must address. Grace releases personal vengeance. Truth supports justice, protection, and appropriate consequences. Living the way of forgiveness means refusing to separate what Christ holds together. Forgiveness for the whole organic human forgiveness involves the whole person. Thoughts may need to be redirected. Emotions may need room for grief. The body may need rest and calming practices. Words may need to become more truthful and gentle. Habits may need to change. Relationships may need repair or boundaries. The spiritual life needs scripture, prayer, worship, and reliance on the Holy Spirit. Christian growth is not accomplished by repeating religious words while the rest of life remains unchanged. God forms the entire person. Signs of growth. Growth in forgiveness does not mean that every memory disappears or every relationship is restored. Growth may look like thinking about the offense without immediately rehearsing revenge, taking responsibility without collapsing into shame, speaking truth without cruelty, listening without becoming instantly defensive, apologizing without demanding reassurance, maintaining a boundary without hatred, praying for justice without seeking personal retaliation, accepting that reconciliation is outside your control, returning an unresolved outcome to Christ. The goal is not perfection after one course. The goal is a continuing direction. You are learning to walk in the way of the crucified and risen Christ, a way marked by grace, truth, repentance, mercy, courage, wisdom, repair, and peace.